welcome to the show. I'm your guest host today, Big John Lipscomb. You might remember me from my show a decade ago called Don't Tread on Me. If you do, let me know. For, about 30 years, I've lived small, debt-free, and self-sufficient. And that was the basis of my show back then. We'll talk about that a little bit in the second hour, if you want. I only learned this 20 minutes ago, but this show is produced by my former radio show producer, Todd. It was nice to catch up with him after all these years. You know, people don't think about producers much when they're listening to a podcast, but producers are the heart of any show, and they don't ever get any credit, but most of them prefer it that way, working behind the scenes. Kind of like the Wizard of Oz, right? It's an honor to guest host this show, The Power Hour. It's a legendary show. And it is May 24th, 2021, and where did all the time go? I'm suddenly 60 years old. It's kind of weird to say it, at least out loud. And the one thing I've learned is that time is cruel, because I was just 30. Seems like a month ago. I can't figure it out. Remember when we were kids and we'd go out to play in the morning and the day seemed to last forever? I miss that, but I wouldn't trade it now because I've got grandkids. If any of you out there have grandchildren, you know exactly what I mean. Hey, I would like to take calls in the second hour, if that's okay with you folks. The number is the same old number, 844-769-2944. Now, coming up, I'm going to discuss the Great Reset. I know that's a hot topic out there, and it's probably been beat, but it's important because it's changing everything. I also want to discuss the lying media and what your priorities should be, because I reckon, I'm assuming, that a lot of you don't have your priorities right, because we are in some serious times. And I want to talk about how to win against this beast. This beast system has been creeping up on us our entire lives, creeping into our lives, actually. The beast has many heads and many arms, but we're not defenseless. I will share the truth about living off-grid, because I did that. Some of you know that. I'd like to also talk about the coming digital dollar, because we have been warning our neighbors about that for 20 years. And, you know, if we have a little time, I want to throw in a topic that most Patriot podcasts do not discuss, and that's UFOs. Because, folks, the lid has been removed and the genie is out of the bottle. You can't put it back in. But let's start with, can the world get any more insane and divided? The answer, I think, is probably. Probably so. I mean, that's the current trend. I stopped watching traditional news years ago. Like you, I just get my information from alternate sources, Patriot podcasts. I go on YouTube and get a little news there. I'm aware about the stuff blowing up in Israel. We grew up, if you did, like I, in the 60s and 70s. It was always in the news, always blowing up over there in Israel, and this country too. A lot of people forget about that. You know, we had a lot of racial division back then, and it spilled out onto the streets. It's odd how so many people today would prefer to have the facts conform to their alternative agenda. You know, they seem to want to be deluded, to live in some kind of dream world. You know, craft a reality into their version of heaven on earth. I suppose that's not so bad, but to do that, they need to stop us from believing in facts. And so right now what they do is they railroad us. They just talk fast, harsh, and heavy, and bulldoze the truth. The truth is not important to them. They've thrown that away a long time ago. And it obviously makes them look silly and insane. But they don't care about that either. It's not, the truth is not important to the devil either, you know, or his minions. Actually, they also need you to just shut up. They want to shout you down, keep you from talking, so they can pretend to live in their wacko world. You've got to conform to them, submit under their authority. And eventually, and I think you probably know this, maybe not, they will come to realize that it's just going to be easier to eliminate us than to cross the aisle and listen. That's where it always leads to, communism, fascism. Any authoritarian rule always ends in the good people getting dead. And the evil people survive, and then they breed and become the majority. But eventually it will crash, and then they'll rebel against that system and holler for freedom. When I read history, I'm always wondering to myself, are the people that are resisting and fighting decades later recalling how they killed and shut down the people that wanted freedom previously? They're probably oblivious to it. They're so self-centered anyway. But it does cross my mind. This is precisely in why the world continues to get worse. They being the bad guys, grow in population. And most evil among that group work their way up the political and the corporate ladders. Yet, and this is what has always bothered me, folks. I don't know if you've heard it since I've been gone, but your biggest mistake is that you're staying quiet and you are remaining polite. That's a problem, a big problem, because if you are mute, then you are also complicit in everything they do. Now, I study psychology. I think I should have probably majored in that when I was in college. I never finished college. I dropped out because my girlfriend turned up pregnant, And I know that there's a few of you out there going, yep, been there, done that. But one of the things in psychology is you break things down and you find the fundamental motive that that person or this group of people have. And it is often not what you think, not what you expect, and surely not what you've been told. And it also, the truth about movements and people, radicals, like what we're dealing with now, they don't discover what this hidden motive or drive is for these people for decades. And then somebody will break it down and share it with us. But I'm going to do it for you right now. Truth and facts, so rare and precious these days. When you have half of the population wanting to feast off the lies so they can continue to live in their delusional reality, it will become an end one way or another. It could implode just due to the lack of commercial success, because money is important, especially to the elite, right? And I say commercial because there is big money behind this leftist agenda, the Great Reset. Big money. A lot of emotion on the street, but it's the money that's behind it that is making it happen. The idiots in the street are cannon fodder. They are expendable once it is implemented. This being a world communist government I'm talking about. That's what the Great Reset is. Try to always break things down to a fundamental level and just communicate that message to people, and they'll understand it. But if you drone on and on and on about your theory and you bring a little bit of this, a little bit of that, trying to bake a cake, it's just going to taste nasty. And people won't recall it. But the Great Reset is a world communist government. But for us to overcome their big money behind us, we have to and we must boycott corporate companies and events and sports that have turned against us. I played 12 years of football, and I coached several years. I love the sport. However, I don't watch it anymore. I mean, I have relented and gave in and watched a couple of playoff games, but I did not watch the Super Bowl. That was my way to protest. Now, they didn't notice I was gone. It had record views. I don't know. At least I assume that. But they didn't know I was gone. But they noticed that we weren't watching last year when they were putting kneeling at the national anthem. They lost 5% and 10% of their viewership and attendance. And that was 2 years ago, not last year, during COVID. And they changed their ways, didn't they? And it's because corporations, 5% and 10%, 15% is devastating to their bottom line. And so they can't endure it. And so we have to hit them where it hurts. So we've got to boycott these corporate companies, the events and the sports. Anybody that's turned against conservative values, they have become our enemies. And unless you want to live under their thumb, we have to stand up and, yep, draw that line in the sand and clearly and loudly say, no, I've had enough. I will no longer stand by and be polite while you beat me and mine into some system that I don't want to go. You got to think in your head that it's time to fight. It's at hand. And although we might not be in our prime, I'm surely not. I will not, and I have never quit a fight. My mind and heart have been made up. And this battle that I bring, if they cross that line, is to the end. It's all the way. I will not hand my freedom and my once beautiful God-fearing nation over to a bunch of weak-minded communists. And that's the kicker for me. You've seen these communist idiots yelling on campuses and in the streets and on TV, and the truth is they're a bunch of weenie-armed, self-righteous, delusional, brainwashed, spoiled brats. If they were 300-pound brutes with M16s and a bad attitude, I would understand why you are so timid. But these losers are the opposite of intimidating, with their pink hair and their nose rings. And have you noticed, and this is the whammy, this is what I broke down and discovered what their main motive is. And like I said a few moments ago, it's going to be different than what you think. But these people, it's as clear as day, 99% of these communists in the street are ugly. They're physically ugly human beings. Now, we know they're rotten inside and that their brain is all messed up. But, I mean, they're really ugly people. You could see it when they published all the arrests, you know, of the people that were tearing down statues in the South. And well, they were doing it everywhere, weren't they? And there were hundreds of them. You couldn't find a good-looking person in there. Now, the rest of you are mesmerized and are failing to see what's right in front of you. At the core of this crazy Marxist movement is these people are mad as hell because they're ugly and they can't find anybody to love them. They were ignored by their family, rejected by their peers, and have no talents or skills to forge a good life. They can't attract a mate, well, a healthy, mentally stable mate, and that mate isn't going to be attractive, right? So humans seem complex unless you whittle them down and break them apart and see what makes them tick. And I'm telling you, in 20 years, when historians and psychologists look back at this, they're going to come up with the same analysis that I'm giving you today. Is that these people were just angry brats that were physically ugly, that couldn't find a mate, and they're lashing out. And they just grabbed hold of a political movement and turned it into a religious movement. And it's intolerable. Yep. 96% of serial killers have two things in common. Now, these people aren't serial killers, but this will teach you something. One is that they were physically and sexually abused when they were young. 96% of serial killers. And the second one is so controversial, I can't say it on this podcast, or it would get smashed by the fascist thought police. But it always comes down to simple fundamental issues that drive people to do what they do. Ugly is driving this communist movement in the USA. And probably worldwide, but I haven't looked at them over there in Germany or Great Britain. Anyway, hey, we are going to talk solutions in the next part of this first hour, but I want to bring up and remind you that the Power Hour is funded by your purchases from thepowermall.com. Go place an order by visiting thepowermall.com, or you can call them at 877-817-9829. And although I've been out of the loop with this Patriot movement for a decade, I have been using their products. I have a bucket full of their products that I've used because I believe in supporting people like me. So I hope you check out the Power Mall and become a supporter of this program. It's important for all of us. I'll see you on the other side.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Okay, folks, we are back. The Power Hour. That music triggers something in me. Hey, I was talking about the ugliness of the communists on the other side. Is their driving force? They're just angry little people, you know. And but I wanted to slide into the economic part. These globalists have been working on an agenda for decades, and they want this global communist government because it can control people. They have all they want. Think about it. The political and corporate elite have all that they want. And so by having everything under one umbrella and under control, at the core is going to be economics. Money makes the world turn, and they believe that what propels capitalism is envy. Now, I doubt if you've thought about that or have heard it, but when you dive deep into the research and you read their stuff, not our stuff, if you want to know what they're thinking, read their stuff, is they believe capitalism is driven by envy. They think that I'm jealous of you making more money than me. So I then, as a result, struggle and cheat and try to get more. And that creates a momentum of the system and a growth in the system. Now, of course, this is not true for most people, but it tends to be true for Democrats and liberals. They are full of envy. This is how they think. And they think they're projecting that on us. When you are doing good, there is less for them. That's crazy. But it's true. Now, that they think that. Now, the truth is, and I speak for myself, but I'm sure a lot of you will agree, when I come across an old friend and learn that they had a great success in life, I'm truly happy for him or her. I really am. I don't hate them. I don't go home and pray to the demons to take it all away, give it to me. But Democrats and liberals and leftists and communists do that. And that is why so many hate God and are, devil worshipers. You probably looked into it. I have, but I don't want to talk about it. still left to flicker and shine. Are you starting to understand all the puzzle pieces? Nobody has explained a lot of this stuff, and so it seems bewildering and confusing. You often think it's too complex to grasp, and so a lot of people just take a big sigh and, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then they just watch it happen. They don't stand up and speak up, and they don't get angry. Now, let me explain the true motives of the elite. They fall into two groups, political and corporate. When they are in one, and their time is up, they transfer to the other, don't they? The politicians go into banking and other corporations, and billionaires run for political office. And it's because they're psychopaths. They don't have a conscience. So they never feel bad about crushing it. But at their core, they are obsessed and believe the game only ends when one remains. And they're so self-deluded that they think it's always going to be them. The last one standing is, in their mind, God on earth. They win and all others lose. It's a game to them. They're playing a game. These people will never be happy with 99% of all the power and the money. They have to have it all, 100%. So as they go along, you'll see that envy and jealousy and backstabbing happen. And they'll be taking each other out. Read their memoirs from Rockefeller, all of them, the Vanderbilts. They were all haters. They hated their rivals. They would do business deals with them, and they would go to parties with them. But inside, when they wrote their memoirs, they confessed to hating all their peers. We're nothing but plastic pieces to them. And they're the game players. They don't think we're real humans. We're just something else. They want you in a pile on the side. You know, like when you play Monopoly, you have all that money on the side, or any of those games with the plastic pieces. They're all piled up and you feel good. You feel invincible because you got all those blue things, plastic things piled up. And the guy across from you, he has just a few of yours. And you have that sense of being better. All this is really at the core of why they want to chip you and track you. They don't want to lose any pieces to the game. You are valuable. They can't have 100% if any pieces are missing. And that allows me to share something else with you guys. I know some of you are off grid, and that's cool. I'm out. I can't even get cell phone reception on my property. That's how remote I am. I did that for a reason 16 years ago. But before here, I lived off the grid in the mountains of Montana. For those of you that know me, from the old radio days, I took my family to the mountains of Montana in 1991, and I built a straw bale cabin and homestead. Now, we put adobe, basically mud on the outside, and kept warm. We raised most of our own food and had no electricity and no running water, and we homeschooled our children. 20 years ago, after 9 years in the wilderness, that's how long we were there, we came to Kansas and back to the world. And there really is a division between that and this. Now, I'm still in the world. I'm remote, and I don't have a lot of interaction with the world, but or people. But I've got internet. I've got a landline telephone. Yeah, so I'm back in the world. But I still try to keep small, because that's my philosophy. And I hope you have a philosophy. But that was mine. Small, simple, keep to yourself. And if you want to fix the world, start with you. And then the best thing you can do in the end is raise children better than you. That's how it's supposed to work. But nobody tells you that when you're growing up, because your parents didn't know it, your teachers didn't know it. It's just something that only wise people know. My grandma knew it. She didn't teach it to me, or preach it. She demonstrated it. It makes me laugh. You know, people thought we were crazy up there in the mountains of Montana, but it was the best decision I ever made. And this is the honest part. It's the hardest years of our lives. I was inspired by a box of Mother Earth News magazines. I bought this Apple box of them at a used bookstore. I think I paid like $10, and I just dove in and just read everything. And like a lot of dummies, I thought that if I read an article about how to treat trap beaver or sluice for gold or hunt moose, because I read it, I could then go out and do it. But that's not how reality works. The truth about the hard life is that we can't do it. We're not fit for it anymore. Our ancestors did it. That's why we're alive today, because they were tough enough to endure. But for crying out loud, what would you do without a cell phone and a credit card? So when your car breaks down and you're 11 miles from home, you know, I don't even hesitate. I just walk. You know, it's just another day for me. I'm used to hardship. But let's be honest, I also left the mountains of Montana after 9 years, because it beat me every day. And I went there in my prime, 31 years old when I got there. Now, I'd been an athlete all my life, and I was 285 pounds, 6'7", and I had a lot of raw testosterone at 31. But the pioneer life with no money and nobody to rescue me beat my ass every day for 9 years. Every day I was humbled. So I know a lot of you are out there thinking what I thought 30 years ago. Hey, I can go out there in the wilderness with my family, and we can make it. I've watched that Bear Grylls, and I know how to get water. You know, and I can eat a lizard if I was hungry. See, that's what you're thinking. But it's not like TV. Now, as crazy as it just blows my mind. I go on TV at my daughter's house, and there are maybe 10 shows that she has saved that are the 10 different shows that depict people living in the wilderness. And I'm like, why was it so stupid when I did it, but now it's a TV show? People are making millions of dollars. Producers are. yeah. We nearly froze to death 20 or more times. We went hungry every winter. And I, in the process, discovered my dark side and what I'm capable of doing in a tight spot. Knowing your dark side, folks, is something few ever discover. But there's a gentleman, a psychologist, his name is Dr. Jordan Peterson, and if you don't know him, you should know him. He says that knowing your dark side is the greatest advantage you can ever have in your life. And he also states that something that I know is true, having seen and faced my own darkness enables me to spot it in other people within seconds of seeing them. They don't even need to talk. I can see it in their eyes. And to sum up the dark side, it's the thing you don't want to let loose. It's like a wild beast. You will lose control of it. But knowing it's there enables us that have found it to steer ourselves away from it when things get hard or emotional. If you want, I can help you discover yours. You should know the truth about yourself. I know you know you're a sinner and all, but you are something else too. Something dark is in you. I don't care how often you go to church or kneel and pray. And if you knew it, realized it, you would immediately stop allowing people to offend you, push you around like you don't matter. Politicians would tremble if they saw 100 million Americans aware of their dark side. It would change everything. Hope you go to my website. There's a link, I think, on the powerhour.com website to me. It will show you all how to respect yourself fully and stop being bullied by lesser people. They are lesser than us. Solutions. That's the name of my website. I don't believe it's intelligent to point out all the problems in the world without offering reasonable solutions. And what is the point of recognizing danger if you don't know how to fight? And how you can flee, or if you can flee. Too many, if not nearly all, podcasters in this realm are doing this day in and day out. You don't notice because you're addicted to the dire news, the doom and gloom in your life. It's like meth. Doom and gloom is suffocating you. You've got to get some light in there. You got to remember something really important. And at the end of this show, I'm going to share it with you. And I hope you're listening, because it'll change everything. You got to get your head right, your body strong. You gotta go to the Power Mall, and you gotta get products and get right. Because if you're not right mentally, emotionally, physically, you're screwed. And look, I'm not the guy to talk about getting right spiritually. I keep my spirituality to myself. But I will say that it's important. It's the most important. But it's over my grade scale. I don't want to lead anybody anywhere when it comes to the spiritual part. I just want to say it's important. And I hope you know that and you deal with it. Without health, you can't live well. And when you're ill, you're going to make bad decisions. I loved every product I ever got from the Power Mall. Look, there is a lot of fight in all of us. We just got to bring it up. We have to break out of this sitting and watching and listening. We got to do. We got to be active. How many of you have known about this globalist agenda of a one world government, religion, all that? It's been out there for 50 years. 50 years. You've probably known about it for a decade. Most of you, probably more, right? Well, let me ask you, be honest. How prepared are you? How healthy are you? Have you drawn your line in the sand yet? Have you put back food and water and medical supplies so that if it gets bad, and it always gets bad. Remember 08? I was doing a show. Yeah. It got bad. But because I was prepared, I did extremely well. I knew it was coming, and then I just prepared for it. And I'm urging you now. It's been, they're basically 11-year cycles, and we're on the 12th year since that financial collapse. So what are they talking about now? They're talking about another implosion, not just the stock market, the whole economic system. And I think, and that's the conspiracy side of me, I think they're doing it on purpose so that they can bring in the digital dollar. You heard it, I'm sure. The Federal Reserve announced last week that they have been working on a digital currency. And the dollar is universal, worldwide. So you know this is going to be worldwide. And what does that mean for you folks? Well, they're going to have to track it. So you're going to have computer chips. Maybe it'll start off with a password or something, and maybe a thumbnail print or an eye scan to get in and out of your health records and your money. But folks, they're going to do what China has done, and they're going to tie it to your behavior. Social credits. And if you don't act right, they're just going to shut you off from your money and from your health care. you're going to be subhuman. And so surely you see this, and you know about it. You're probably sitting there nodding your head, yeah. But now, do you have stuff set aside to protect you and yours? Do you have food and water filters and medical supplies and vitamins and all this other stuff? Or are you just sitting there like it's a sitcom, half real, half not, and you're just feeding off of the doom and gloom of it? Is that what you're feeding off of? Is that your meat and potatoes now? I hope not. Hey, more to come in the second hour, but I hope you call in too. The number is 701-300. That's not the number. I'll tell you the number when you get back. Talk to you then.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.